Hi, my name is Renee, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If this is a medical emergency, you will need to hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to be tested for the coronavirus?
Yes, for international travel.
Let me see here. And what?
And okay, so here's our situation. My brother's flying to Kazakhstan, which is a 2-day flight. He has to have a COVID test within 3 days of landing. But if the COVID test takes more than 24 hours to come back, then he's going to exceed that time. So is there a place in the Montgomery area or Wetumpka, we live in Wetumpka, where we could come get a test now and then pick it up tomorrow in 24 hours, you know? Because his flight is tomorrow night.
I don't know of any place that he can do that. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay. And I wonder if they would. We should. I mean, we could at least try with the rapid tomorrow morning. But if we called the airline and told them, it's impossible to do what you're asking us. You want it 3 days before he lands, but it takes 2 days to get there on the flight, and it takes more than 24 hours to come back.
Okay, I was waiting on a supervisor. I haven't not been able to get a hold of a supervisor right now. I can give you some website information if you want to check that out. Or I don't know, what airport is he going to? Because I know in some airports they have them where you can get instant.
Yeah, the thing is they want a PCR test, which is not instant. It's different than a rapid test. We can get a rapid test here in Wetumpka, which is great, but that won't get him on the flight.
Oh, wow.
I know, it stinks.
Yeah, it's making it so difficult. Let me see. This website, oh wait a minute, that is for, that's amazing.
I guess.
I don't see any place on the, there's the Alabama Public Health, our website.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see anything on here where you can get a coronavirus test that quickly.
Right,
I mean,
a PCR. You can get. All right.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, so we can get the rapid test, right? You know, we can get that in the morning and it'll be back in 15 minutes or whatever, but that, I don't think they're going to accept that test because it's not a PCR test. I guess the PCR tests the RNA. It's a little deeper test.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes longer.
I wonder why they're doing this. I know they're doing that on international flights. I do know that.
Yeah.
Which don't really make sense. No, I don't see anything on the website. But you can check out this website if you want.
Okay. What is it?
It is Alabama Public Health.
Mm-hmm.
.gov.
Okay.
/COVID-19.
Okay.
And you might be able to surf. I mean, really dig deep into it at the surface.
Sure,
I don't see anything right now. But they may have something hidden that I can't see. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it. Anything. Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for your help.
You are so welcome. I do apologize.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the coronavirus.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.